now.
Back to purely, which how we started this was purely the best picture nominees.
Are we starting now again?
Yeah, I just jumped right in.
Oh.
Did you want to go pee or something?
I don't know. Oh my God.
Darren's having trouble.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Here, I know. Get him the smelling salt.
No, I'm good.
Darren, if I slap you around a little bit, will that help?
You'd like to slap me around a little bit.
Well, oh, it's true.
Well, I mean, yes, it is. There's truth in it.
Wow. He admit it. He admit it.
I know he would.
It's not a revelation, Darren.
You heard it here first. Hour six.
Do you want me to take more mushrooms? What do you want? What do you want for me?
Well, like, like if you don't think it would be too muddy, like, I could give you something more potent.
Molly?
I didn't say it.
Are you going to do Molly on this podcast?
I'll do Molly on the podcast.
Oh, but I want to do Molly with you guys on the podcast. We'll see.
Okay. The thing is, I've never done Molly before.
What?
Never. And I want to do it with someone trusted. And Darren is trusted, but Ryan's a wild card.
Well, I won't be here. Oh, I have to go. Like
Ryan's more wild than me.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right. If it was just Darren and I think it'd be fine. Ryan's going to try and like get a side out of me that I don't know I want to show.
What does that mean?
Well, like, you know, you get a squirrely side out of me.
Can you define squirrely?
Yeah, like...
What mean this word squirrely?
Unable to sit still.
Hmm.
Like, it's not a judgment on you, but it's definitely a different side that you bring out in me, for sure.
Hmm, okay.
Darren is a little bit more controlled. I could watch Steel Magnolias with Darren. I don't know, like... What? I mean, there's a reason why you didn't watch Fried Green Tomatoes with
really,
me.
That's really, like... That's a... Hey, I want you to know, Ryan. I think that's a really low blow. I think that watching Steel Magnolias with you...
It's awesome. Drink your juice, Shelby, is one of my quotes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, Darren and I have, like, watched at least portions of Steel Magnolias.
You have?
We have. Oh. Yeah.
Why not the whole thing?
Yeah, why not? Listen, the pandemic was trying times on all of us, Ryan.
I don't know what you're saying. Or implying, but what I do know, honestly, I have to get out of here, guys. I have work to do for a dog.
So you're not going to come back is what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. I need to go walk this dog and maybe hand him off.
So Oppenheimer is probably going to win Best Picture.
We already did that.
Well, no, I think we're talking about Best Picture now.
Already did that.
And
I'm sorry. I don't want to turn on you, too.
I just feel like this is kind of...
It's a little hostile.
Derailing.
Damn it. I'm just trying to keep the wheels on the bus, guys.
It's tougher than it seems.
It does. Why am I pod daddy all of a sudden? I loved last year when you were pod daddy. Wasn't that fun for everybody? Well, remember how fun that was?
Love that I don't ever have to be. Great.
Yeah, because last year, like, everyone talked for an hour about women talking in no particular direction.
Except for me,
because
I didn't see it.
And I just, I can't hear myself talk like that anymore.
All right, give me the inhaling drugs, and I'm going to read these nominees, and we're going to go. We're going to be done.
Well, no, it's got to be you and Darren, unfortunately.
Darren, are you ready to both
Darren,
co-present?
Are you okay why can't you do it?
Yeah, why can't you co-present?
I didn't do it last year. It's tradition.
What do you think, Darren?
It's you and you.
I think it's either both of us or just Matt.
No, it's both of you, then clearly. That's not a decision.
There you go.
Sniff up, rub-a-dub.
toot toot, here comes the steamroller making decisions for everybody. I don't know why it has a horn.
You know, in this one particular instance, I'm perfectly fine being the steamroller.
Wow. Okay.
Mostly because I already did an edible like 3 hours ago. So like,
I don't need... an edible and mushrooms?
I did half an edible.
You did? Just,
yeah, just to, like, keep me in line. I didn't want to like get out of place.
You never told me that.
Well, if I told you that, then you'd egg me on to like be in that other place.
Darren, did you know that he did an edible?
No. And Darren's fallen asleep.
Half an edible. I'm sorry. It was a simile, not a metaphor.
Is it that you guys want edibles? I can get you edibles. That's not a problem. Were the mushrooms not enough? I'll do whatever it takes to make you guys happy.
And the nominees for actress in a leading role are...
in alphabetical order.
Annette Bening. Nigel.
Who's the next one?
Yeah, you're next. Oh, it's that one. Oh, the Academy wishes.
Lily Gladstone. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Wow, you've really set the bar high now. Oh, fuck.
Ryan, you're just like me when I'm jacking off to pornography.
What do you mean? By that statement. Oh, I get to say this one.
Yeah.
Everybody shut up for a second.
Can I get that other nostril?
Don't breathe out.
Don't burn out the one nostril, everyone.
But also, don't breathe out before you talk. That was the thing Darren taught us earlier today.
Oh my god.
So, hold on. Breathe in. Sandra Hewler. Fall.
Darren, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Your turn. You top.
Wait, who's next?
I don't.
Is that so?
Oh no, this is a good one for you.
Darren, inhale first, read later.
Number four.
Inhale first, read later.
I'm crying. Oh my god.
Okay,
what? I hate this so much.
Carey Mulligan, maestro.
And the final nominee is...
No, I don't want to do it anymore. Okay.
Lucy. Come on. Lucy, come on.
And the final nominee is...
Lucy.
Emma Stone! Poor things. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shout my last two. I'm just...
Oh my god.
I'm high on poppers. There, I said it online.
And who should win this year?
Matt, I'd like you to talk first.
Oh, yeah. So
you haven't wait.
This year's
you say
category was varied and nuanced.
Before you
and
say your thing, where did they go? Oh, whatever. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm ready. Oh, yeah. Pass him to Matt.
Oh, my God.
I want to hear his explanation while he's...
No, ahead. Honestly, I'm just glad, like, sometimes I think those poppers are like, have they lost their luster? Apparently not.
Oh. You're missing out now.
No, it's fine. I'm good.
Again, I want to apologize. I didn't mean to shout. It just, that's how it came out in the moment. So sorry for both of those.
You know, of all the misbegotten lanes that we ran through last year, I'm glad that this is the one tradition that holds strong.
It is pretty fun, I'm not gonna lie.
It's like, even so,
I hope it's fun to listen to. I have no idea.
For the listenership, last year, like, all right, Ryan, Darren, as someone who, people who've been on the business end of poppers before, like, how quickly do you go through, like, a full bottle of poppers? Like, how long does it take you?
I've never finished one.
What happens to them?
They just hang out.
They just hang out, and then what happens?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like your answers on that.
Well, so, like, I had had these poppers for, like, several months and was, like, maybe a third of the way through them. And then, like, you got a hold of them, and overnight, like, another third disappeared.
Last year?
Yeah.
These are from last year?
These are not.
Oh.
The ones I had last year, though.
I think the more you open them, the less they... Like,
yeah,
and they, that's sort of they, what I'm yeah. saying is that, like, the amount that I opened them prior to Ryan was minimal. Like, I'd had them for like 2-3 months. They were about a third done, and then Ryan gets a hold of them, and overnight they're another third done. Like, you, like, diminished. Well, 'cause
I was having fun with them. I was hitting them during Julia. I was hitting them when I broke my tooth.
It's just like the next morning, like that dark morning where I was picking up the pieces, I was like,
that was a dark morning.
I was like, where did all my poppers go?
In my brain,
apparently. Well, we're at the other end of this, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's why I was handing those poppers to you, so that you would take a hit and then explain to us.
Oh, well, I'm far too sophisticated to do poppers on pod.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Oh, so he's playing that whole game.
Yeah, that's his card. He loves it.
Well, I'm not sexy like you two, where, I'm like, not sexy like I can you just two. Hang out my bussy in my thunderpants.
Did he just say thunderpants? He used bussy and thunderpants in the bussy. Same sentence.
So, which phrase do you take offense with, Darren?
You're a gotcha questioner.
I'm just saying, Darren knows what he's doing.
Sitting on a couch? Yeah, he's definitely doing that.
I've been here all day.
Yeah, and you've been flashing that coochie to me the whole time.
Please, send help.
Please, help us. Help us, please.
Oh, please. He's Louis C.K. This animal's gonna destroy me. He's threatening to masturbate in front of us. Please, help. Please.
Darren knows what he's doing.
Yeah, those long boxer briefs. Woof.
Ryan, you and I both know. Darren's the biggest cock tease among us.
Is that why we keep inviting him on the show?
Well, obviously.
Wow. Not his. You remember? Let's go back.
Yeah.
Episode one.
Yeah. Like,
do you remember the fun
Darren,
we were having with?
Like, I want to ask you questions.
Who's the double nominee?
Please, I want you to ask
and
me
now
questions.
I'm a big cock tease. My God.
Well, Darren.
Well, Matt, I have asked you a question. Who do you think should win Best Actress in a Leading Role? And please, will you please do some poppers before you say it?
All I have to do is say the winner?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck.
Well, I know who I want to be the winner. I could say that. I can say that and then do poppers. You want me to do poppers and then say
yes,
the winner?
And you have to wait 20 seconds.
20 seconds? No. You want me to wait 4 to 5 seconds. Darren.
I'm just a cock tease. What do I know? I'm just a cock tease.
I'll set a timer for 20 seconds.
No, Ryan, you know full well 20 seconds is too much.
No, I want it to really hit you, though.
Well, but also, you know that when you're jacking off with poppers, like, you want, like, 5 seconds max.
I don't jack off when I'm on poppers.
You jack off and then snort poppers.
Nope.
We don't believe him, do we?
You haven't seen... Now you're looking at me like I'm supposed to help you?
Well, no, I'm not saying...
This is your hole, Matt.
I'm not saying help me. I'm saying I've seen Ryan do poppers like outside of a movie theater. Like, he's not waiting for like the right time. Like, he's not waiting for the moment.
They're fun. They're drugs.
Drugs are fun. Ryan's gonna do them whenever someone opens the cap.
Wait, are you judging me now, Darren?
Well, Darren...
No!
Oh.
Darren's not judging you, because Darren, like... Let's be real here. Darren, you'll do poppers whenever, right?
See? See, that's why I'm not judging you.
Anybody who's listening... Well, I know you tuned in for Best Actress.
No, okay. You two are both, like, hating on me for just saying
what the other two is thinking about hating on you.
Like, you both know that I'm just saying the truth.
I don't think so.
Oh, no. You both know.
I love this grave you're digging for yourself. Keep going.
Matt, keep going.
I love the facade that you're burying yourself in.
Matt, I have a 20-second timer on here.
20 seconds, good.
Yeah, do. Just a second ago, you were like, 20 seconds is too long.
Wait, you said like a minute.
Can we rewind the tape, everyone? Look.
Yeah, what did you say?
20 seconds.
I mean, that is a lot.
Do the hit. I'll start the timer as soon as you're done, and then we'll sit here quietly, do a pinch or pause for 20 seconds, and then you say your answer. Ready?
Wait, what am I supposed to say in my answer?
Who do you think is going to win Best Actress in a leading role this year? Both. Okay. All you have to say is both. Ready?
Yeah.
Is he doing it? I can't see. He's doing both? Oh, he's doing both. This is great. This is good. This is going to be a good pot. Okay, I'm just starting the timer now. Pinch or pause.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Halfway there.
Listen.
5 more seconds. 2, 1, go.
Why is this like check off in front of you? Is that what you wanted?
Who's gonna win Best Actress?
Oh, no.
This is bad.
Oh.
Should we pause?
No, it's fine.
No, he's fine. He's being dramatic.
Matt, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. Hey, this is what you guys wanted.
Oh, boy. He is being dramatic.
Here we go.
He's scowling like Robert De Niro.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We're having a pinch or pause while he pets his
pinch
dog.
Pinch or pause moment.
And recovered. Matt he's fell off over. The chair he's, and is laying on the floor.
Yeah,
he's recovering slowly.
He feels
I think he's laughing and or crying. He's not sure.
Feeling a lot of things, which you do when you are on the ground.
Yeah, and the drugs. He's also done half an edible, like, some mushrooms, and some poppers.
And
so
you feel ups
definitely,
and downs and all around.
Oh, yeah.
It's possibly
some Molly. We don't know if he did the Molly.
But he's never told us about the Molly.
Wait, Ryan, did you say possibly tamales?
And it's possibly tamales.
He could have had tamales, too. We don't know.
We love tamales.
He's unresponsive,
like,
on the floor.
There's nothing wrong with tamales.
Oh, really, I love tamales.
Oh, super supportive of tamales.
Yeah. Oh, they're so
absolutely
good. The corn masa.
Oh, my gosh.
All the fillings.
Like, yes, all of us are people supportive of that.
Like, I get my tamales from...
He's talking on the floor, ladies and gentlemen, not by the microphone, so we can't
quite get what he's saying.
Not quite sure.
Authentic source is where I get my tamales from.
So he's saying he gets his tamales authentically.
He is saying things. We're not sure what he's saying.
We have dialed 9-1, and if it seems like an emergency, we'll dial 1 again. But at this moment, he seems to be alive and responsive.
Ryan, dial 9-1.
He seems to be referencing the Jodie Foster, Annette Bening movie of 2024.
I believe earlier he said that was his favorite movie of the year, and it should win Best Picture, right?
I believe he said that was his favorite movie of the year. Maybe he was trying to be a swimmer. It could be compensation for hating on sexless lesbians.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, and his hair is blonde, which is very lesbian-ish.
I think we should stress that his hair is very blonde.
And
at
I'm
this
not
moment.
Really sure he is giving a lot of lesbian vibe.
Laying on the floor is a very lesbian thing to do.
One leg is up, like one leg is down.
He's presenting like a baboon in heat is what he's doing at
he
this
has
moment.
A dog. He has a dog that will not let go of him, which is very, you know, lesbian-ish.
Lesbian-esque, I would say.
He seems lonely, which is also lesbian-ish.
Oh, and sad. Let's not forget that part.
He
very sad.
He seems lonely
on the floor,
and sad.
Lesbian sad.
He's lonely and sad on the ground, which can only mean one thing.
Lesbian.
Am I right? Yeah. Which is just like Naiad.
Lesbian movie.
Brought to you by Netflix. The Journey of a Woman.
So, Darren, who do you think should win Best Actress this year?
Oh, my gosh.
We've killed Matt.
I really feel...
And I'd like to get this bus going.
I think... if it was my Oscars, I would give it to Sandra Hüller.
I think that's a great choice. And, in fact, I would give it to her, too. I would also want to say I would give it to Greta Lee if she were nominated, but she's not. So Matt forfeits his choice, apparently, because he is he's laying on the floor.
Do not see him seated in his chair.
Like a lesbian that is no longer able to
like a sad, sad lesbian that cannot swim. That is what I'm seeing. Yeah. Oh, he's rocking around some empty bottles around his feet.
That's a very sad lesbian thing
to
do.
So sad. Yeah. Well, good thing I'm not there.
I know, me too. Well, I guess that concludes
this
episode.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
I really appreciate you coming on, Jared. I know that you hate it and it's boring and you think the show is lame.
And you know, Ryan, as two exes who have dated and now have a podcast, you and me.
Do you want to just take over for Matt?
God, what if haven't you already?
What if we revamp the podcast and it's you and me? Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? And Matt's the guest once in a while.
I mean, Matt's like kind of look at him. He's like. Flailing on
he looks like a sad, swimless lesbian right now.
Especially with that hair. It's.
He's also presenting like a mandrel in heat. So it's a weird combo.
Listen, Ryan.
Anyway, I can't wait to start this show again with just the two of us. So.
Me too.
Yeah, I think audiences are going to like it.
Okay.
It's going to sell.
Thank you everyone for listening. Can't wait to hear your comments and your... If you hit like and subscribe below.
Yeah, smash that like button.
Right? Smash that like.
There you go. Button. Those are the comments.
Yeah.
That's
how
you do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to coach you. But like that's how you should say it.
Like, so moving and forward,
I think
below.
You should do what I tell you to do.
Sure.
Okay, great. Cool.
You got it.
Great. This is going to be fun. I'm excited. Okay, bye.
Bye.